The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Today is Wednesday, the third week of Lent. This is Father Stephen Reynolds, the pastor of St. Elizabeth Van Seton Catholic Church in Houston, Texas. In the part of the Sermon on the Mount that we hear today, from Matthew chapter 5, verses 17 to 19, Jesus invites us to reflect on the meaning of God's commandments in the life of the disciple. Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets, Jesus says. I have come not to abolish, but to fulfill. Many people approach the idea of law, of commandments, whether civil, religious, or divine, as a limitation on human freedom. Perhaps a reasonable limitation to assure mutual respect and maximum personal freedom within a society, but still a limitation. This view of law is inadequate with reference to God's commandments. Of course, it's true that God's commandments are intended to limit human action. We are told to avoid some things. Do not kill. Do not commit adultery. Do not steal. And we're commanded to do other things. To love God with all your mind, heart, soul, and strength. To love your neighbor as yourself. To honor your father and your mother, etc. But ultimately, the purpose of God's law is not simply to limit human behavior, but to reorient one's life. That's difficult if we look at God's law in a minimalist way. Minimum standards of behavior beyond which little else is required. You know, with civil law, a minimalist approach is usually fine. It's usually adequate. For example, in paying taxes, we want to pay the smallest amount possible. However, when this idea is applied to the divine law, it could lead to a utilitarian attitude. For example, asking, how late can I be to Mass and still have it count? I mean, it's not necessarily a bad question. It reflects the understanding that Mass is important, that it's a serious religious obligation, that normally to miss Mass their own fault is a mortal sin, that we must confess before returning to Holy Communion. However, the question misses the point. The commandment to keep God's day holy by participating in Sunday Mass should ideally direct us to ask ourselves, how can I make not only this day, but my whole life holy? Or, how can my whole existence be transformed into a continuous act of praise to God? In the book of Sirach we read, if you choose, you can keep the commandments, they will save you. Not only because they protect us from the harm of sin, we don't want to underestimate the importance of that, but also because they orient us towards God. God's commandments teach us how to put God's will above our own, which, after all, is the only path to happiness. In Psalm 119 we read, blessed are they who follow the law of the Lord. Well, let's take these words to heart today and find blessing in allowing our lives to be shaped by the holiness which God's law makes possible. God bless you.